the show has reached a new low.
Good fine her. Good. 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 Good fine her.
Who talks first?
Praise. Praise him. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
What's feeling happening, guys?
Fantabulous. Feeling tremendous. Feeling great. Feeling, feels like Friday up in this bitch, huh?
Totally feels like Friday.
Hell yeah.
Friday feel like. Hey, are you near the fires?
I'm so dumb and so slow right now. I was thinking, there's a fucking fireplace in this bitch? Where? I want to get a little toasty, really.
That'd be nice.
My parents are.
Roasty and toasty, bro.
It's like 200 degrees out and we're going to build a fireplace.
Quick little, you're never too old to learn something. Actually, I already knew this, but it was definitely proven today. My mom is about 8 miles, 10 miles from the fires, and she's texting me. And she texts me, might be sleeping on your couch tonight.
Ooh.
And I'm like, nah,
no,
mom.
There's a hotel near me.
It's got to get over the grade. She goes, that's not what I heard. 0% contained! Exclamation mark. I'm like, yeah, it's going to rain this weekend. That'll be too late! Like 3 exclamation marks.
Mm.
Mom's panicking, right? Mom usually keeps it pretty cool, but she's got some hysteria going on.
They have a pool?
Because she's a broad. Yeah.
I can just go sit in the pool.
I know. Wait it out.
Yeah, you're fine. Just let the fire wash over you.
Put a tent. Put
snorkel.
A tent over your head.
A little
can you imagine how terrifying if you're standing just in the middle of your pool?
My dad would immediately
was on fire
immediately forget why they're in the pool, and he would get out to towel off, and that towel would be on fire, and then he would be too.
Is this a luau, Andy?
That would be terrifying, being surrounded by fire, and you're in your pool.
Like trying to flick water onto your house.
That would be pretty sweet.
You would just be going under and coming back up for air nonstop, and that air would be polluted with burnt embers and carcinogens.
Then inexplicably you just have oil, so it's like when a submarine sinks and they're all burning.
If by oil you mean you just shit yourself.
Wow. Not that show.
I know, I'm sorry.
I meant by oil.
We're in. So, me being the good son that I am, I'm like, all right, mom's getting a little panicked.
You dust it off the couch.
So I give her a call and I'm like, hey, mom. She's like, oh, hi, son. Hi, dear, she says. And I said, you want me to come out or anything? Oh, no, why? I'm like, The fires? She goes, oh, that's not a problem. I'm like, mom, I'm getting your text. She goes, oh, no, honey, the fires are far away. She's like now trying to calm me down. But people in their texts are so far removed from what they are in their actual speech.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's like emails, same thing.
Yeah, and if
anything curt seems like they're being hostile and or violent with you.
I bet there's a personality test you could take, and it's how you interpret text messages. You know what I mean?
Well, I know how
I interpret.
Are we
take a personality test, by the way?
We're going to, but we have to wait for Chilling to get in school.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Chilling stand by, listeners.
We've
got 15 podcasts from now.
I've got some
find out which one of us
too.
Is a psycho.
Once I enroll in medical school and graduate.
So what were you saying there, Mikey?
No, I was going to say, of course, and we've discussed that before. Every time I get a short email, I'm convinced that person's pissed at me. And then I see my adult male friends send me emails with little smiley faces and stuff. And I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
I do that on purpose, so just let people know that I'm not being...
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it does, because it works. Because I'm like, why is this 50-year-old guy sending me a smiley face at the end of a question? But it does make me feel good. I'm like,
I hate exclamation marks, but there's certain people, actually people that work in this building, that I have to send emails to.
I'm excited to be here.
And they take what I say wrong, even when I'm speaking to them in person. Like, they think that I hate them.
Yeah, they sense it. They have good intuition.
Here's how my my emails now read to the specific person. Wow, got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Smiley face.
Yep.
Do you put an exclamation mark after the smiley face?
Every thank you I put, I'm like, and I just sit
it's
there.
Like
and the cursor is just, it's blinking.
Tyler.
Blinking. And then I'm like, fuck it, I'm doing it. I put the exclamation mark. I'm like, that's so not me, but I got to do it.
Yeah.
Just got the CD. Thank you. Smiley face.
I like to, I use ha-has way too much, but you have to sometimes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people don't know that you're joking.
I go long ha-ha. I go ha with like 40 A's. Because that can be interpreted as being sarcastic, too.
I'm pretty sure someday ha-ha will just be like punctuation. It'll just be considered another like a semicolon.
In my life, I've never typed LOL. Now that I just said that, I may have done it once.
We got some big
so
response
much.
About bomb.com Lulz. Last week.
Lulz.
My brother puts Lulz
all
the time. And I'm like, Brett,
L-U-L-Z.
Are you doing that you're doing that ironically, right? And he goes, no. I'm like, are you sure? He's like, I said, I don't even think you know what's ironic anymore.
You're
laughing
out
seriously.
Louder than going to sleep.
Lulz. And he's like, yeah, you're right. I have no idea what I'm like mocking or what I'm doing for my own. I've lost track. I don't know where the line is anymore. He openly admitted that.
Someone tweeted us at After Disaster. They let us know that in Canada, they say that's gay.ca.
Do they really? Hilarious. You don't think they really did?
Somebody wrote.
I doubt it.
There's there's a store next door to the Improv on Melrose, and it's got a wall painted black that faces the sun, and the heat that comes off that wall is almost unbelievable. But that's not the point of the story. There's a giant Donald Duck painted on it. Famous clip of Donald Duck, like by a graffiti artist, with jumping in the coins, or maybe that's his rich uncle or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Scrooge McDuck.
And somebody went up and wrote "gay faggot" over his face. I took a picture of it, like a graffiti person,
a graffiti person.
Yeah, but I mean, the person who painted this Scrooge McDuck or whatever he is was obviously paid to do it because it's the entire side of the building.
It could be a Banksy, man. Could be a very elaborate Banksy. And he painted the Scrooge McDuck, and then he also wrote the.
In pen,
the juxtaposition.
Yeah. But it was just like a.
Did you go cover it up?
You know what? It's they got a ladder, obviously, because it's up pretty high. But it was
they're
just
committed
a weird,
to their yeah. slurs and epithets.
It's just a really I had a long conversation in the office at the Improv in Brea day before yesterday about inappropriate use of the word faggot. Like I made it crystal clear, I'm trying not to use that word anymore.
I only use it with family members now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And clergy.
100% serious. Family members, wife included. Yeah.
And I don't say. Well, I used to use it 50 times a day. I don't say retard anymore.
That's good. That's good.
So I'm having this conversation in a workplace environment in the office, and as I've said the word faggot like 10 times about how I'm not going to proving. To the person
it rhymes
I'm talking
with
to,
so many things.
It's so great. Yeah. It's the way it rolls off your tongue. Sounds,
it is a great fucking word.
It doesn't sound like a gay slur to me at all. It sounds like a word for some squirrely asshole pussy. But I realize, I think the girl, the really quiet girl in the office with me, I'm pretty sure she's gay. And I'm pretty sure the reason she hasn't even cracked a smile or pitched in the conversation at all is because I'm going on and on and on about faggot, retard, retard. I don't say retard, it's faggot.
All just obvious excuses to be able to yell them out.
And she's
public.
A total sweetheart, but I should have figured that out a long time ago when she
maybe
didn't have a
retarded.
Crush on me. What?
Maybe she's retarded.
She's a retarded faggot.
Wow. Okay, do we have to?
Not touching this conversation.
All right, now we all know.
You can never call a girl a faggot. It's faggot to me sounds like a
you
dude.
You should say it more.
It sounds like a guy that's just a huge pussy, like a backstabber. You know what I mean? It doesn't sound like a homosexual slur at all to me. I know it is.
I stopped using that word when I heard, and I may have talked about this on this here program. Oh, by the way, welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. That is Mike Carano. And playing applause effects right on cue is there, Tyler. Not Rooney Radio. I'm going to talk a little bit more about evolution and how I had a firsthand encounter with it in direct response to our discussion last week.
Okay. Right.
And I'm also going to talk something about Dr. Drew and Mike, which
yes.
may be the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, can't wait.
And it's going to make Mike very uncomfortable, and it's going to be awesome. But it's a good thing at the end of the day. And and we'll talk about something else.
Hey, I wish we could edit out that whole first part of the show where I said faggot like 40 times when I first proclaimed I'm not using
when
that word.
When I heard where the word
rarely used it over the past year at all.
Comes from apparently like bundle of sticks used back in the day, and they burn them. Those bundle of sticks are made for burning, and that's why they call cigarettes fags, because they're made for burning, and they used to burn homosexuals.
Isn't
apparently.
That all just a
I
urban
don't know. But when I heard that,
myth.
I'm like, ooh, that's kind of hate-filled.
Wait, who burned homosexuals?
Probably really, really closeted homosexuals.
That doesn't make sense, though, because in Roman times, everyone was bi. Not everybody,
is,
but a lot
is,
of people were.
This is the time after that, before now. Hmm. It was in between.
You'd hate to be the guy that was having a good old time in Roman times and woke up from a coma when it wasn't cool anymore. Hey, let's go to a party,
hey,
man.
That's a short, at least
aren't you
going
to put some clothes on? What are you talking about? We're going to a party.
I like snails.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people waking up from comas. They had the technology to keep them alive.
You know what? That's the next horrible, horrible shit comedy is the guy wakes up from Roman times and he thinks he's going to like some kind of
gang. That would actually be good. And he just like shows up to parties and like, just, like,
no, he
like
wakes
the people
up
that are throwing the party up kid.
He wakes up at a toga party like 3,000 years later.
So and he's like, where's the boys? Where's the young boys?
That would be hilarious.
That would be a good time.
I would watch that. He's just constant, but he can't get it through his head. Oh, he also forgets. He has a short-term memory issue. So he, every place he goes to, he tries to rape a young boy. And then they let him know that's wrong. But they give him a pass.
I like that they're that lenient.
They give him a pass because they know his circumstance.
Oh, yeah.
We no longer do that.
I forgot about that fact. They know that he's from Roman times, yeah. So he does get a big pass.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's constantly, he's like doing the late night talk show circuit. It'll be on Leto. And then he just like wanders, like right in the middle of the interview, and he for his proclivities, and he just goes after a young boy in the audience. And they're like, oh, no, don't do that.
And he thinks he has something to bring to the culture, which is, and the first thing he springs on him is plumbing, and everyone's not impressed. Like, yeah, we have plumbing and pipes. We don't have to look at it going down the street.
And then he's like, I can make a fire with this stick of, with a bunch of fags.
How about this creation? Dough.
I'm talking about sticks, not actual.
With tomato sauce on it.
Dough. Oh, because he's pizza. Yeah. Pizza.
Apparently, though pizza was invented in New York, I think.
Apparently, shortage of pizza makers in Italy. Heard that story. That's my random fact.
Hey, you're making the pizza.
They got an issue. And so I guess that I think they're using Ethiopians or something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're flying Ethiopians in to make pizza in Italy.
What?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, pizza came from the United States either way.
So we have a listener whose name I will not mention, who's contacting me twice now.
His name.
We need a bus of people to go to Mexico to make tacos.
We have someone who likes guns so much that my story about my old gun that I was going to kill that rapist with, that sounds so wrong when I say it.
Best sentence ever.
First I say the F word like 40 times and now you're talking
about.
You
should add the old gun that I leave in the house of my father who's.
My senile father.
Careful, careful.
Mental faculties are waning.
Senile. well, the gun is essentially rusting away at my parents' house, and this bothered our listeners so much. Much like if I heard a story of a guy who had like a small dog who
was
locked in a closet and it's like starving, I would get on the horn or I would send an email to that guy and go, "Hey, fucko, I will take that dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come fly out there and get it right now. I need to rescue that thing." He wants to rescue my gun. It's killing him to know that a good gun is going to waste and rusting out somewhere. So he's serious. He wants to buy the gun. He'll do all the paperwork and not gonna do it.
Yeah, and he's just gonna go do a murder, and then it's gonna be on you.
He said he had the proper paperwork.
Well, yeah, of course he says he had the proper paperwork.
He says he had the proper
just like the person I sold my car to said that they would.
Exactly. Good and fucked there.
Yeah, and then 6 months later, I'm getting impound letters from the sheriff.
Go back to the faggot word for a second.
No, it's not. That is at this point 98% of the show.
Sister lives with me. Now, right? Which is good. I enjoy having her under the roof. I like family, and I need more family in my life, I think. And it's good having the sister there.
Why don't you guys adopt a kid?
Her and the wife get along famously, and it's a good time. I don't see much of her because she's always out. She's very busy, but...
That's why you like it.
Sister and I grew up, together, and we're brother and sister, so there's a lot of, like, a razzing, let's say, going back and forth.
Little razzy-taz.
My brother and I would both agree that Ashley may... That's her name. Maybe the gayest person in our family. Now, the word gay is bandied about quite a bit in my family. My mom and I still use it back and forth all the time. And I'm constantly calling my sister gay.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And it occurred to me the other day that the sense that I use it in, the way that I use gay more often than anything else,
mm-hmm.
is in the traditional, original sense of the word. It's when she's being exceptionally, overtly happy about something, enjoying life, and it's creepy when people do that, especially if they're really angry, and then they get good news, and all of a sudden they're like enjoying life. That's a horrific set of circumstances where people just turn it on and off like that.
We'll
I hate
have
that.
A gay old time.
So I'm using it in its proper sense, so everyone can fuck themselves. I'm going to continue to use the word gay. But when she's really, really gay, that's when I bring out the F word, and that's kind of wrong.
Hey, when was the transition from gay, meaning... You know, you're in high in spirits. To
I don't know.
Homosexual.
Next question.
If I had to guess, it would be a song.
50s?
Or a movie? I don't know.
Because in the 50s, you didn't call gay people gay, right? You called them something else. Like, of course, if you're like a...
Yeah, what was the word used?
Well,
I think this podcast is setting
derogatory
LGBT
terms,
rights back by about 30
the derogatory
years.
Terms were like fruit.
Yeah, fruity, light in the loafers.
Oh, my God. It's the most ignorant conversation about, like, the most hot buttons.
All right. Everyone settle down. Settle down. Okay.
Let me just make it crystal clear, since we already did the whole faggot thing up front, that I do understand how offensive that word is. And the reason it came up was because I haven't used it on Twitter for over a year.
Good job.
Wow. And I try not to say it, but
did you get your 1 year faggot chip?
Got my chip. I almost said something horrible to bring this conversation straight into racismville, but I decided not to. Okay.
Hey, last week's show, why does it not have a title? I'm on the afterdisaster.com. Ty, I can see AD number 185.
It sure does have a title.
What's it called?
It's neverforgetevolution.com.
You know what this week's title should be?
Yeah, that's not happening.
Hey, listen, we're discussing, we're exploring the word. We're not just banding it about as though it's part of our everyday lexicon, okay? And I feel like if I use large words, we can get away with it. It's a tremendous conversation.
I definitely regret using that word so many times up in the beginning of the
just
show.
Marvelous.
Well, clearly didn't in the moment.
Well, it seems like there was a point to
it's
be
like
made.
It's like you'd found a box of baseballs and you just wanted to throw all of them.
I know.
Ty.
I didn't throw them. I didn't use it in like a term.
Ty.
I mean, I didn't use it in.
Andy.
Does the.
Making a point.
Creationists, is that what you are? You're a creationist? You
no.
believe they believe the world was created? Does Darwinism and evolution, does it get under your skin? Does it bother
no,
you?
No, not at all. Okay. Actually, I quite the opposite.
You're familiar with Lucy?
Yep.
Yeah. Guess who saw Lucy firsthand?
An archaeologist?
Me!
How?
I went and saw Lucy last
Where?
Week. Lucy, I found out from the wife's parents who actually went down. It was there's a little museum in Santa Ana, very far away from where I live. It took us like over almost 2 hours to get there, but it was Lucy. It was the last. We literally saw her the last hour that she was on display there. She was there for like 2.5 months, and now she's back in Ethiopia where they found her. But Lucy
wow.
is the missing link.
She stopped over in Italy,
and
wow.
they have her actual bones were on
Lucy.
Display outside of Los Angeles, and we went and saw it, and it was awesome until I got yelled at for taking a picture.
Why was it awesome?
Because it's you're seeing like a piece of such the importance of those bones in the grand scheme of things is pretty remarkable.
Did you post that picture?
No. Why but not? I was actually some fucking kid, probably about 21-year-old kid, wearing one of those, you know, I'm a stewardess, flight attendant, a page boy.
Was he a docent?
He looked like he was a page at like NBC or something. Mm-hmm. You know those guys, but they're like mm-hmm. in the museum.
Like Kenneth?
Yes, he dressed just like Kenneth. Yes.
Kenneth.
30 Rock.
What's the frequency,
30,
Kenneth?
30 Rock. So he comes over, and there's this little kid taking pictures, like willy-nilly. Like, because there's everywhere you look, there's like, no, do not take any pictures, no pictures. I don't know why, but they didn't want any pictures of Lucy. I think because the fucks had pictures of Lucy in their museum store that
I
they
can just
to
imagine
buy.
You being like, this is so stupid, and then you take a picture in your flash, and the bones disintegrate.
Oh,
that would be fantastic.
It wasn't even no flash photography. It was just zero photography, and they actually had the nerve to say, please, no photography in the Lucy exhibit. Pictures are available in our store up front. Fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Everyone has a picture, a camera on their phone. I get that back in
I
the
paid
day.
My $8. I have a right to take photos of these bones.
$30, sir.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
You yeah. got boned.
Was there other stuff there that was interesting?
Yeah, that dick that did the...
Yeah, the first dick.
There's some artist.
The first dick they
it
ever
was,
found.
It was Lucy and then a bunch of Mapplethorpe photos.
What was the name of that Spike Jones movie that he did a couple years ago?
Suck
that
it.
Book. That everyone saw and everyone loved.
Serial killer
kid.
Book?
No, it's about the little, I don't know.
What?
I called it furry foot fetish porn.
What?
Yeah. God damn it.
Harry and the Hendersons?
Oh my God.
Yeah, there was
Jones.
Harry and the Hendersons exhibit right next to Lucy. And then we had the Bigfoot costume next to that.
I saw a bunch of baskets and stuff made by original Californians.
Nice.
Swastikas all over them.
Snooze.
Did they have the...
Swastikas all over them.
They do look like swastikas.
No, they are swastikas.
Do you know the original
really? Yeah.
Californians used to make bread out of
care,
acorn flour?
I'm really bored.
Which, if not cooked properly, would kill you.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that what happened to them?
I'm bored.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Wait, well, they would eat it?
No, like acorns like are poisonous, but if you grind them up and then you boil them a little bit, then you're good to go.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like the puffer fish.
Oh, my God. Those are swastikas.
Yeah, the Indians, Native Americans used to use them quite often.
That was way before Nazi, though.
Mm-hmm.
You're
way
right.
Where the Wild Things Are. The guy that did all the illustrations and did the book for Where the Wild Things
oh,
Are.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Spike Lee. I was like, Spike Lee did not do Where the
Spike
Wild Things Are.
Spike Jones is what I said.
They should really just decide. They should each choose. They should fight for the name Spike. And then one of them has to just be something
else. A bulldog should win it.
There shouldn't be two directors named Spike.
Both overrated. Okay. So where were we? Marie Sendak's shit was on display there, and I was enjoying it, looking at all the
bucks.
It was 15 each. I was looking at it.
Oh well,
it's a big difference. It's a big difference.
It could have been 100 bucks each, and once we get there, it's like I fucking drove an hour and 45 minutes. There's no way I'm turning around.
Was it because of traffic? Because it's not that far.
Don't tell them that. They'll just start doing that.
Traffic was kind of bad, but it was also very far. And don't tell them that. Like they're, and we're
not listening after the opening.
It was the last day of the shoes there, and it closed at 4. We literally got in there at 3:15. Now, we would have got there 10 to 3, but I literally stood in a Burger King for 20 minutes.
To get food?
No, just to soak
stretch
in the humanity.
To get food. It was the worst experience I've had ever, I think, at a fast food restaurant. The place was crawling with horrible little kids. And you know those new like Coke machines where you get to push like which kind you want?
Yeah.
There was kids in there that I guess they don't have video games at home, and that was the closest thing they had ever come to playing a video game, and they weren't even really drinking. They were just playing with the goddamn thing.
Wait, is it the Coke machine where you can add, like, cherry flavor and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I like those.
So do the kids, except there weren't even cups involved. They were just...
bastards. In the movie theater, you can put, like, some Diet Coke in there, some regular Coke, throw some cherry in there, a little bit of vanilla.
As we were clear how the Mike machine works.
Call that the Corona?
I didn't know you could do that until recently.
So, how do you not know that you
I
do
didn't
that?
Know you could do it, and then my friend said, oh, what, do you want cherry Coke or what? And I went, and she goes, how about just a little cherry? And I was like, yeah. And then it was pretty awesome. I go there to get Cokes, even though I'm not supposed to drink sugar.
The reason I stood in that
badass alert.
I could have left 10 minutes after we got the food and whatnot, you know, but my food was literally getting cold in my bag because I was waiting.
Why didn't you drive through?
Because Jillian had to use the bathroom real quick because we were on the
go
road
go
for so long.
While you did the drive through.
Yeah, I know, but I said I want to go inside. Mm-hmm. I don't like to drive throughs. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. So I want to go inside and experience the culture because I was in a different town.
Experiencing the culture at the Burger King.
Culture.
One zip code over.
The culture was awful.
Oh, trust me.
You're
Burger,
like Anthony
Burger
Bourdain,
King is low-rent fast food.
I found that out because I haven't been to a Burger King in years. Here's why I was in there for so goddamn long, guys, all right? The women's bathroom was locked from the inside, and the manager couldn't figure out what was going on. And they knocked, and they knocked, and then he was trying one key. And I was about 79% sure that there was going to be a body in there. And it seemed like he was trying to open it, but there was something blocking it. And I had to see. Because
course.
If I drove away and then I heard that they found a body in a Burger King Santa Ana bathroom, I'd be furious.
What if her name was Lucy?
Yeah. What a coincidence that would be.
So
that would be so great.
I stood there.
And
I
she's been there so long, she's bones.
So then they finally opens it, and poor Jillian goes in there. And she's not in there for 30 seconds. And like I'm not kidding, a family of six goes in there. And it's like one stall, and they're all just standing around. They're keeping the door open. I can see Jillian's little feet underneath the stall. It was awful. It was terrible.
Wait, she can't lock the door that was locked that kept her out?
No, the guy did something so he couldn't be locked again because he didn't want the same thing to happen. I almost went in there.
Possibly the worst Burger King experience I've ever heard of.
It really was. When we walked out, both of us were like sweating, and we're like looking at each other going, like, that was an experience.
I met my childhood best friend at a Burger King. His name was Gary. He's 35.
His name was Gary S35?
Yeah.
Very odd, dude.
Yes, he was an alien.
So I came very close. Like my animal instincts, because I was, you know, I knew I was going to see Lucy, so I was in touch with my primal side. Wanted to go in there and just fucking manhandle that entire family of six and just throw them out the door. Protect my lady.
And then stand there with your arms crossed.
So, anyways, I saw Lucy, and so this Kenneth-like character comes over and says,
excuse me, Mr. Anderson.
This little kid's taking pictures willy-nilly, doesn't give a fuck, right? Even though there's signs everywhere, no pictures. And so I'm like, you know what? Kid's got the balls. I'm going to do it too. He's like a little 9-year-old kid. So I'm trying to take one very...
Yeah, you're trying to be discreet.
Why don't you be like, hey, kid, why don't you send me one of those?
Low prof.
And they have a model of Lucy, what she would look like with the fur and all that.
She's
hot. And I wanted a picture next to of Jillian standing
next.
Would
you hit it?
I would, yeah. And if I was a monkey, she would be the hottest monkey I've ever seen.
She had big jugs?
She's part human. What
are the odds the guy doing the computer simulation of Lucy is going to make her ugly?
I'm showing Mike Lucy right now. So I take a picture of her standing next to the Lucy, and the guy, Kenneth immediately comes over.
Bonesy, Bonesy.
It's a good one, though. It's a good picture.
Excuse me, sir. I saw you take a picture, and there's no photography. It's clearly stated everywhere. I'm going to need you to delete that. And he's just standing there, like, looking at my phone.
Okay, please tell me you said no.
No, I said absolutely. And then I pulled up the delete, and I pushed above it. And I'm like, there you go. And clearly didn't delete it.
Did you go, beep, beep, with your mouth? Your photo's been deleted.
Deleted.
You're just clearly moving your mouth in front of it.
Your photo has been deleted.
Wait, do that noise
like
again.
The old computer that's got the tape.
Wait, that was satisfying.
just got the rattly noise.
That's the closest I got to taking pictures of actual Lucy. It was very blurry and they're very bad. So anyways.
Why didn't you do the classic like, oh, I got a phone call, and then you take a photo.
Oh, I thought that was actual Lucy standing there.
Oh, my God, Mike. No, that was a...
Wait, what?
Right, they take the bones, which only half of her body was actually found. And it's very odd because she's supposed to be the missing link, right?
Yeah, and it's the only bones they ever...
I'm dumb.
They ever found, right? And it's only like half of her bones are actually still intact, which is odd, strange.
What did Mike think was there?
But they...
Let's skip over that part.
Took a bunch of... obviously, you know, they made renditions of what she would look like. So they made actual models of what she would look like with all of her bone muscles and mm-hmm. fur. So they have a... Like a little mannequin, Lucy.
Yeah.
And Mike, I guess, thought that the fossil stayed intact to the point that it looked like a perfect, with eyes and everything.
Better than mummies that are clearly younger.
I'll show you the picture.
I'm completely an idiot. I thought that was her.
The fur
stayed intact. The eyes were still there.
At the Natural History Museum in D.C., they have a...
No makeup?
Yep. They have no makeup.
What? They have orangutans.
Natural.
They have an exhibit with like over 100 like skulls of all the different homeo whatevers that they found. Homeo. Homo. Australopithecus.
Who's doing it now? Huh?
Can you see? Can you visibly?
And Homo habilis. And
can
Homo
you visibly
erectus?
See the slight differences?
As yeah, like some of them have like big ass foreheads and like some.
But
of
I mean,
them
did
are,
they go in order?
I think there was some order to it, but it was quite overwhelming. There was many of them.
Well, I know that since we've developed that frontal lobe, the head's changed a lot.
Lobes.
Lobes.
Oh, I appreciate all of you guys sending me links and whatnot saying, you're wrong, Anderson. People are not getting stupider. I did a lot of research after all of you were telling me that I was wrong. There's many theories.
You broke out the encyclopedia.
A lot of theories out there that we are.
You just like to find the ones that agree with your position.
You could
position.
Make an argument for whatever you want. But
how
yeah,
about
I read
the argument
some of
the that people have made for 8 o'clock shows? How about that?
Yeah, people are not happy.
That's odd. That's odd to me that they're not happy.
Mike! Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Tyler keeps forwarding me and suggesting and forwarding me positive reviews and suggesting that
there's a poll
happy
on Facebook.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
There is?
Yes.
What is Facebook? Real quick. Let the listeners know before we move forward.
Facebook is it's great. If you guys haven't heard of it, you got to get on this. It's fantastic. You can like interact with your friends. Your grandma can see pictures of you.
I was kidding,
here.
Tyler. I think most people know what
if you have
Facebook
one of those new
is
camera phones, right. I think you can... Put them on Facebook.
We have, I posed the question.
Oh, real quick. This is the part of the show where we talk about the show. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. It's a time in the show where we talk about the show, so let's talk about the show. That's a new theme song.
Thanks, Tyta.
Yeah. What do you think about the 8 p.m. shows? That was the question.
Uh-huh.
The options were yay, nay, or didn't notice a difference.
We should have been gay. The third one should have been gay.
Yay, like nay, happy gay. Which one is it?
We have 43 in the yay column, mm-hmm. We have 12 in the nay column, and we have 11 in the didn't notice a difference. So overwhelmingly...
Out of what, 12 people?
Can you not do the math?
Out of 12 people?
Yeah, 11 out of 12 out of 12.
Oh, I thought you were giving me percentages here, pal.
No, these are actual... These are
oh,
the
actual.
Yeah, people don't really like our Facebook account very much.
Yeah, apparently not. That's very slim pickings. It makes me feel bad about everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Truthfully, why should they like it? There's not really anything on there.
Oh, there's been mad content this week.
Mad
content. How come?
Angry?
I've just been at. I've been putting stuff.
People were upset with the 8 o'clock thing.
I
right?
got to look
very
at it.
Mad.
Then.
No.
Very mad.
There's madcontent.com.
Stop it. Okay.
And lots of people were very upset with Mike running over the cat story.
Yeah, I'm upset by that too.
People were laughing and crying at
this. It was the saddest.
It genuinely broke my heart when it happened, and it gave me nightmares and made me sad for a long, long time. And revisiting it last week made me very sad.
But
I left
you know
here.
What? Rats are kind of. I like rats. I grew up with pet rats and whatnot. And
round and round.
Think of all the rats that weren't eaten alive because of your actions.
You know what?
A lot of rats would have been eaten alive.
Very good spin you put on that.
Round and round.
Not if it was a family of possums, I wouldn't have felt as bad. If it was a family of miniature serial killers, I wouldn't feel that bad.
Saw a giant possum out in front of our work, out in front right here, last night. I was just staring at him. He was staring at me.
You run him over?
Nope, I was on foot.
I saw a possum rape
you
a dog.
You load up some tards in a van and run him over?
Tyler. Way more offensive than anything that was said. It wasn't a possum.
I hope we're not on camera.
Clearly
in
jest,
like
though.
Not on.
I watched at about 2 in the morning last night. I watched a really interesting. I know they're completely hit and miss, mostly miss, but I watched a great TED Talks that I thought about you, Tyler, sending it to you because it was about synthesized happiness. I just thought you would find it interesting for some reason.
Tal Mamar. Is it Fart Marf?
No, the guy cited.
Oh, speaking of which, New video up.
Oh, is it the Fart Morph video?
Yeah.
Oh man, I didn't know you were literally putting it up. I thought you were going to send me a link.
No. He's figuratively putting it up.
Oh,
it's on AndersonCow.com.
That's funny because I was thinking about Fart Morph after our conversation yesterday,
and then going back and forth with the singer of Fart Morph. He signs off on it and he says he enjoyed it very much.
It was just talking about synthesized happiness, about how people that have something bad happen to them in their life will come out of it saying, "I'm much better off. I'm much happier," and it's a true feeling. Because your brain will convince you that you made the right choice, no matter what it is. And they cited like Pete Best from the Beatles talking about how not being in the Beatles was the best thing that ever happened to him. And he genuinely believes that, and his body believes that because it synthesizes happiness to make you believe you made the right
decision.
Well,
they've done studies and literally just sitting there and like making yourself smile for like 15 seconds, you like... There's a measurable uptick in like the dopamine.
I just thought it was fascinating, and
I do it sometimes when I'm really mad, like in the car, and I'll be like, "Let's try that stupid shit out again," and it works, and I'm like, "Stop it!" And then I get mad again because it worked.
And then you're like a maniac who's just like grinning all the time but furious.
That's great. I was thinking after we had our conversation, I went and dug out that video from that shoot or that Fart Morph show we went to that was in that Marie Callender's.
Oh, that was good times.
It was a great time. I was just thinking about
West Borland was there. Okay. All right. It's sad that we're that mechanical where you can just smile and trick your brain into thinking. And they say if you're really nervous, like you're about to go on stage or something, you should smile as well. It helps calm you down.
Yeah, that guy was at the next Fart Morph show I went to without you guys, too.
Wes Borland?
Mm-hmm.
He played with them, apparently, at one point.
Really?
Yeah. Big fan. Wes Borland of Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit fame.
Yeah. Good guy. I like that guy a lot. We've had him on Loveline a few times.
He's a good guy.
Good guy.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Good guy.
We need to go to a Fart Barf show. It seems like too long.
Yeah, they have new masks and everything. All anyways, right. If you've heard us talk about Fart Barf and you've wondered what the hell...
Should I play a taste?
The fact that... Play the video song because the sound's not as bad as I remember it being. I didn't do this thing forever because I thought that the sound was too bad. So I was waiting for Josh, the singer, to send me an actual studio recording of it, and I was going to layer in some audience.
We could take that audio from your video and fix it, too. I mean, we could really make it sound.
It sounds decent enough. It sounds okay. Gives you an idea. It's just the crowd. It was kind of a slim pickings crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I actually used the sound from the Halloween show at a really small venue because the sound was better, and then used the video from the Christmas show, and it matches up okay.
That Halloween show was crazy, that small venue.
But if you're tired of it, just know this. Mike and I hate the word fart and the band, the band's name, yet we still love this band. So think of how great they must be to get us over that
hump. I
don't
like the word fart at all, and I don't like the word barf.
Not a fan of either, yeah.
I enjoy both thoroughly.
But if you wanted to...
At the same time.
If you haven't had a chance to see this band, see what all the fuss is about, I think that this video is a pretty decent representation of what they look like live.
You know, I have a video link, too, that was super sloppy, me just holding the camera up. That I'll upload too.
It's a very good song. I must have spent 50 hours listening to this.
Look at Mike promoting his own video within your promotion of a video.
At least he's promoting some of himself. Doesn't sound bad, right? I don't like you can hear people talking in the background.
I don't like that at all either. Yeah, it's cool.
All right, okay. All right.
Did you hear about the zombie worms that eat whales?
No.
There's like zombie worms that drill into whale bones with acid. And
why
live inside
zombies?
Of them.
Why are they? Yeah, why are they?
I don't
zombies?
Know. They're like they're dead, but they're alive. I don't know. It's very confusing.
Thanks for your half truth.
Basically, I just read headlines. Also, did you see that the United Nations came out today against killer robots? That's a legit story.
Mm-mm. Did you meet the new security guy?
That's a segue. Jesus Christ.
We have a new security guard here, and standing next to Reggie, it is quite comical. He is about three Reggies in one. Very large man. Reggie knows not to introduce me to him anymore. Remember last time he tried to introduce me to a new guard? This is the third guard we've had since he tried to introduce me 2 weeks ago to the other new guard.
Mm-hmm. Reggie let me know he couldn't let me inside because I gave the key to the new guard and he went down the street.
Why did he go down the street?
I just said, thanks, Reg.
Okay, is there any way that you get hired as a guard here and you're sitting out there, in quotes, training with Reggie, sitting in a beach chair in the parking lot? that you don't go like, what the fuck am I doing with my life?
Oh, they all do. Like, most of them do. That's why they show up for 2 more days and then they're gone.
Yeah. It'd be like you're sitting there going, are you serious?
I think that that's part of the problem is they realize, okay, this guy's above me.
Yeah.
One day you can be where I am.
Stop it. He doesn't sound like that.
Once I fall into a manhole.
One day you can be ignored by Mike like me.
All right. You want to hear the most absurd thing I've heard in quite some time?
More absurd than the fact that I gave Reggie my cell phone number last week?
Oh, you actually did?
He cornered me. And
he's
like,
called you?
I
get
How
do you
number.
Get cornered by Reggie?
He's like, hey, I need your number. And I was like, I'll do it after the show, Reggie. And then he didn't forget. And he cornered me. And guess...
How many times has he called you?
Zero. But guess how he... He wanted
Has he been Snapchatting you?
He wanted me to follow him back to his table. I went over there. He scrambled.
His table?
He looked around for paper for
Wait,
a
what's
good...
What's his table?
That beach chair with that little thing sitting there.
Okay.
He looked around for paper for about 25 seconds and finally found a piece of paper and wrote it down.
Reggie, I got his phone number on my phone. I just realized. He's sporting the 213 area code. That's pretty hardcore. That's the original.
OG.
The original Los Angeles.
It was 818 and 213, right? I mean, 213 and then 818.
Yeah,
I like 213.
So the first two area codes in the country were 213 and 212.
It was really dumb.
New York and L.A. And the reason why do they do that? 212.
Tell me, Uncle Andy.
Why?
Because back in the rotary phone days, it took forever to dial those numbers, and so two only took two clicks, and then one was only one click. So it was easy. So they gave the easiest prefixes to the two biggest cities. Because back in the day.
Speaking of phones.
Big window.
That's fascinating, actually.
There was a big
212-213. I didn't realize that.
There was a big wheel, and you'd have to, like let's say it was like 919 or something. You'd
I
have
think
to
everyone's familiar
finger.
With what a rotary phone is.
I don't know if they are.
I don't think they are either.
I think there's a lot of listeners. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hey there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Hello?
Fuck, I did it, dude. I switched it over.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How are you? Hi.
Talk.
Hey there, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Anderson.
Yo. What up? It's broken. It's fucking broken.
That 212-213 thing is fascinating the more I think about it.
I don't know if I would really classify it as fascinating.
I think it is.
This is from the man who thought that Lucy was like a
I have made some colossal mistakes in my life. Starting the show with trying to break down the word F-A-G-G-O-T was one of them.
Now you're just spelling
it. I absolutely regret saying that. Hey, so you know what skeuomorphism is, right?
Skeuomorphism?
Yeah, it's where they take like the Apple iPhone buttons. They all look like they're three-dimensional and they've got texture on them, like a leather or, you know, how the podcast app on the iPhone used to have a reel-to-reel in the background that rolled, which was insane because most people that have an iPhone have never seen a reel-to-reel or know that's where tape came. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was just like a graphic of...
Yeah. It's called skeuomorphism. So they looked... It's sort of three-dimensional stuff. So the new iOS for Apple, which apparently is the way everything is going, is completely flat. No shadows, no shine, none of that. And I was curious if your phone is flat or if it has... If the buttons look like they're three-dimensional.
Like the on-screen icons?
Yeah.
I believe this is exciting.
I leave for 1 minute.
No, they look like they have depth.
Well, you know, Apple's going to flat buttons now, so your apps aren't going to look like little
Who
mini
doesn't
flat
know that?
Toys.
Buttons oh, of drive course. Me out of my mind.
Everyone knows that.
Well, that's the speculation.
Can you hear me now? Actually, I didn't change anything, so there's no reason why.
Anderson.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Anderson.
Hi there. How are you?
My fucking hey. Hours bunched up.
Could you hear me last time? Could you hear me last time?
CL206.
What's that?
Area code.
What?
CL area code's 206.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, do you know what a rotary
Call in and tell us your area code.
Hey, do you know what a rotary phone is?
Can we move our podcast into a new category? Area code category? So hey, we'll be the only one in there?
Do you know what a rotary phone is?
Yeah.
Do you know about it from movies or from experience?
I just put them on hold and I'm going to ask.
Have you ever fingered a rotary phone?
Do you know what a rotary phone is, sir? Ma'am?
Yes, I do.
God damn it. Ew. Do you know what a rotary phone is there, caller?
Absolutely.
Absolutely
that
not.
That guy died.
Absolutely not.
I think that guy died.
He's about to say absolutely not.
Absolutely, yeah. Not.
God damn it. Hi there, caller. Do you know what a rotary phone is?
909.
909 is Ontario.
Hello,
the
caller.
Devil's Playground, that's how I used to call it.
Yes.
Hi, do you know what a rotary phone is?
Yes, I
do. We have all old calls tonight.
Hey, caller, do you know what skeuomorphism is?
Caller?
Yeah, that wasn't the question before.
Okay, do you know what a rotary phone is?
Absolutely.
Not.
All right, you all win.
You guys lose.
I bet, you know what, they're all saying yeah, and then if they actually drew a picture of a rotary phone, it would look more like a television or a toaster. They have no idea.
It would be funny to describe a rotary phone to like a five-year-old and have them draw it.
Why has a rapper never had a rotary phone as like bling, like around their neck?
It's probably happened.
I bet it has.
The first app I bought.
Oh, they have a microphone that they sing into? Like into the phone handle?
Remember the one?
Oh, that'd be
remember
sweet.
The thing? Remember the pad you rested on your shoulder?
Yeah. If you saw a guy with that, you would think it was the worst.
Depends on who it was.
The very first app I bought for my phone when I got an iPhone was the rotary phone app. So you could actually dial with the rotary phone. And I did it one time, and I deleted it. I will never.
You didn't pay for it, did you?
I think I paid a dollar.
Oh, my God. All right. I want a rapper. He's got to be black because white would just be douche. With a rotary phone around his neck, and he just does his thing. He comes out, and then when he's ready to start rapping, he picks it up off of his chest, the receiver, and he starts rapping into the phone, and it actually works.
I bet kids not only do they not know anything about a rotary phone, I bet they don't know about dial tones. I bet they don't know that there was a busy tone.
People still have work phones.
Oh, yeah, good point.
All right, we have a full bank of calls, and every single one of them is a dude, and they all sound like
they frequent playgrounds.
That's terrible to say about our listeners.
Hey,
the type that listens.
Hey, 8 p.m. listeners, you never know.
I had a theory, which tonight my theory is dead with these callers, but you know how black,
oh my God.
Can we just delete this whole show?
You know how my car is black?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really
proving
fucking dirty
that you're not
right
racist.
Now. No, that's what I was going to talk about. My car is
black. My car's black, too.
And it's really, really dirty. Mike was actually pointing out how dirty it was. And now I got a decision to make. Do I continue with this ruse of making it sound like I was trying to prove that I was just talking about my black car, but let the show become exceptionally boring because it's going nowhere? Or do I just go back to what I was going to talk about?
What?
I'm lost. Can we talk about how hot that chick was working in that? Wait, forget it.
What?
I had a theory that
fake
Marcus. For those of you who listen often, fake Marcus is almost always like 90% of the time the first caller on. Tonight he's not on at all. But like almost every time we go to the calls, it's like, hey, but it's fake Marcus.
Hey, Anderson.
What's your theory? It's
Rune? And then like three or four other of the lines are like just dead. No one's there. I was thinking that maybe fake Marcus actually had like four or five phones and he was just calling and tying up all the fucking lines. I think that might be the case some weeks. I really do.
He's like a professional radio calling
some
guy
weeks,
from the 80s, from the
some
70s.
Weeks it wouldn't be necessary. He could just be calling on one phone. Come on, folks. 1-800-LOUD-191.
We went to a coffee shop for lunch the other day and I was waiting for Anderson to show
up. Oh, there. Yeah, yeah. That was yesterday.
And four cops stopped me in the parking lot to ask me a question about my T-shirt. It wasn't anything. I wasn't doing anything wrong.
Were you in trouble?
But we had a nice conversation.
Did your shirt say, "Where's the kids at"?
No, it just said, "Huh," on the front. And the cop's like, "Where'd you get that?" Or he goes, "Sir, can you come over here?"
What?
And I was like, "What the fuck?" Well, first of all, because I was doing something shifty in the parking lot. I was taking pictures of people's cars.
So shifty.
Huh? And they said they wanted to get T-shirts that just say "Huh" on them because all of their suspects would say that word like. One out of five words, the guy said. Like,
what?
It's always like, huh? And so they just make fun of him the entire time.
Huh?
I wish I would have brought that story up because I thought it was more interesting than that, and it wasn't.
You didn't tell me any of that. You just told me that they were harassing you.
Because we were going to start a conversation.
Harassing you. All right. Let's get to the absurdities.
It's this funky old rundown coffee shop with a bar attached.
It's fucking great, is what
and
it
there's
is.
A very like attractive, inside? Sexy girl Ooh. Working at the counter that doesn't belong there, and she's wearing like these leather boots.
What?
She's probably like 20.
Yeah, when I saw her up close, though, she wasn't.
No,
really
I know. Like if you're like an inch away, not so hot, but 6 inches away.
This is gonna sound awful, but
hell.
It looked like her mom.
I can't get any closer than 6 inches. You know what I'm saying?
Vagina was too tight when she came
what?
Out. Like her face kind of got like stretched.
Yeah, by her tight vagina.
Or not that show.
That happens.
Why
right?
did I say
is that a real thing?
I think it might be a real thing.
It's she doesn't belong in this place. It's like it should be like an older woman waiting on you in the coffee shop, and then the guy.
She
in
doesn't
the bar.
Belong at all. No, she. Mike's right.
She's like a young kind of. She's not heavy metal, but she's like a young kind of rocker.
Mike and I had a hard time talking because we were being drowned out by two 85-year-old, a man and a woman, 85-year-old, who were yelling at the TV, which was TGV or whatever it is, horse racing.
Yes.
And they had money on the
this
horses.
This does sound like a nice place. Where
it's
were
pretty
you?
Pretty great.
Really?
Yeah.
Because all I remember is that guy putting money in the jukebox.
That was afterwards.
Here's the most uncomfortable thing that I did that day was we paid and the bartender wasn't there.
God.
So I didn't want to leave the money on the counter because there was a guy still in there playing a video game. And so I tried to make an excuse to go back.
We were in this little lounge area where we're the only ones in that room except for another dude who kept playing, who was shifting. He kept playing music and then he played video games, which like, who does that nowadays? Who puts money into a machine to play a shitty video game that you probably have a much better version of on your phone.
And he was clearly listening to our entire conversation, which is embarrassing.
He was.
Is
it was
greasy?
Embarrassing.
Sounds like a greasy guy.
Greasy?
Greasy.
But the guy who was going to take the money wasn't there when we were leaving, so we left it on the table.
Like, never heard that word before.
And then I was sure the guy was going to go back and take the money off the table.
He was an oily bohunk.
What the?
Oh, forgot to mention he was also African-American.
Stop it! You made it to the whole story without sounding racist. You were ashamed at the time because you were being racist. You felt racist. And now you're broadcasting.
I didn't feel racist. I didn't want him to think I was racist.
What?
Honestly.
Any shifty guy sitting at that video game and we leave our money on the table and leave with no one else in the room, I wouldn't have trusted. Any person that's sitting there playing a video game.
Honestly, if most non-racist people, if you were to line Mike, myself, and that guy up against a wall, they're probably going to pick Mike or I to be the most nefarious of the bunch. He didn't look that bad.
They'd be correct if they chose Mike.
He don't look like a bad guy.
Right. It seemed like he had like on a backwards baseball hat and like a concert t-shirt.
All right.
Mike, really, you posted your video on the Facebook right now? You're the worst person. He posted his fart barf clips.
Well, I wasn't going to remember. I wasn't going to remember.
He's literally like, yours isn't even on there, but Mike's is now.
What?
And it's during the show, so people are now not paying attention.
Mike, what are the clips? I wasn't paying attention to when he started talking
about it.
It's
like a minute of clips. It's nothing.
Why would you do that?
Mike, what's it like being the world's worst person?
Why would you do that?
I just said I'm going to post it, and it was sitting right here on my phone.
Edited video. That
I just said I'm going to post it.
Now people aren't going to look at the actual
video
that was worked on.
Yours is a real video. Mine is holding the camera above my head. And then cutting like 5 seconds out of four different songs and putting them together.
Why would you do that?
I don't like hearing
that person was the worst.
That person was Mike. All right, you want to hear something absurd? God damn it! Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get to this person quite some time. I was having a conversation with Mr. Dr. Drew the other day on another program, and actually it might have been off air. I can't remember if it was off air.
You did his podcast?
God damn it! I sound douchey. It's like, were we talking about that on air or off?
I can't remember.
No, I didn't do his show. I did ask him what his deal was with me, though. Point blank, I'm pretty much like, dude, what's your fucking problem with me, bro?
Oh, you were talked about
what's
by
up,
Adam
bro?
Carolla in a Reddit.
What's up,
thread.
Bro? Why would, yeah, I'm so tired of hearing about that fucker saying things. Okay, anyways.
Do you know what he said?
I have no clue, and I don't care. I don't want to hear anymore.
Yeah, you do.
I don't want to hear anymore about him talking about me.
Yes, you do.
I can promise you this. I'll never be on Reddit
he
talking about
you're
him.
You're a very nice man.
I doubt that he said that. So listen, I'm talking to Drew. About, first of all, he tried to bring you up, and I'm like, fuck that, Drew. Talk about me. What's your problem with me? Why do you got a problem with me?
And I'll let everyone know that I cut about 20 minutes of Drew and Mike talking about the cult again at the end of last week's podcast. That was just stricken from the record.
Drew just finds a sweet spot, and that's all he wants ever.
Tell me more about the cult!
Tell me more about the cult or 3 minutes with Mike. You choose. So, Drew and I were talking about celebrity. And how I said it takes a lot for me to get, like, you know, starstruck or tongue-tied with celebrities because I've been exposed to it so much. I'm fortunate enough to have been working for Loveline so long.
I've just met so many celebrities. It's like,
but there
it's
are
just
people out
occurrence.
There, and it really sucks. It's like being when you're a kid and, like, mm-hmm. you know, the pretty girl. You can talk to everyone except for the pretty girl, the one that you want to be able to talk to. It's just, you know, one of those things in life. And whenever, like, anyone from It's Always Sunny, like when Glenn Howerton comes in here or Bill Burr, I get, like, tongue-tied. I'm a fucking nerd. I'm a dork. And Drew pipes up with, yeah, I know what you mean. I'm like that around Stern and Mike Carano.
I wish you did record that. Shit.
Because I get nervous around Mike Carano. Because I'm a fan. And I said, oh, my God, you realize that Carano's going to pee himself when he hears
oh
this.
Oh, my God, I wish that was on tape.
And I think it is. And he said, please don't tell him because then that would make me even more nervous. Poor Drew. And Drew might be hearing all of this right now because Drew is actually
Drew's an avid listener.
Like, actually, I have the show feeding to where he's doing the show from.
What?
He's in New York tonight. And I have this – if he is in that studio, he's hearing – he can't talk to us yet, but he is hearing every word we're saying. Say, hey, buddy, how are you? Mike's here. Mikey's here. You got anything you want to say?
I've been – we talked about this. I've been starstruck a couple times in the last few years, like Chrissy Hynde sitting in front of the Improv. I was definitely –
I don't know who
like,
what about –
freaked out.
What about with Sir Paul when you ditched our show?
I didn't see him.
Were you,
so the back of his head. I feel like it would be appropriate for you to say Drew at this point, especially if he's listening possibly.
Every time I come in here and Dr. Drew talks to me, I feel starstruck. I'm not starstruck. Chrissy Hynde was
is that Larry David's wife?
No, the singer for the Pretenders.
No, that's
she has short hair still. I don't like that look.
I would be. I've been starstruck. I can't remember now. There was someone else I was totally starstruck.
Listener
by.
Mail.
Yeah, Mike Ness, you were.
Oh yeah.
Listener mail, what's up?
Ben,
we got a male listener.
Ben is writing in to let us know, since he'll never get through on the phones, he just wanted to make us all...
He might be on there right now, and all he heard was rotary phone. Yes, no.
He says, I just want to make you all proud of me and tell you that I'm getting a vasectomy tomorrow, so I will never create another human. Apparently, he thinks we think low of him.
I know, but have we ever said anything about not having kids?
We've talked
kids?
About how there's too many people.
Yeah,
the
there are too many people.
Well, there's definitely too many people, but I mean...
I've changed my tune now. I'm going to have twins just to make up for your loss. Or
yeah. And he's going to buy another rusty gun.
I'm going to try to get someone pregnant tonight. Hey, if you can... as long as you don't live in Los Angeles, I don't care how many kids people have.
That's a good point, but they'll end up moving here.
Probably.
They'll want to get into
show
it.
Business.
Yeah.
Hey, it is kind of interesting. Maybe it's not. But we all...
Well, let's talk about it.
We all... I think it might be interesting, even though we don't really talk about it that much, but we all are around celebrities more than the average person.
You know who would hate this? Is a guy named Bill who talked a bunch of shit about the Film Vault, and he says that one of the main things that he hated about that show was Brian and I to sit around name-dropping, trying to prove that we live in L.A. because we're so impressed with ourselves. By the way, new Film Vault up, top 90, top documentaries under 90 minutes.
Top 90? I was going to be like, that's the world's most...
Top 5 documentaries under 90 minutes. Scant, short documentaries... Good subject.
Another nice good thing to enjoy is go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/afterdisaster, and look at the thread of I ask people what has happened when they've tried to get friends or family to listen to the show. Good reading in there.
Oh, yeah?
Some good stuff.
Why don't you go ahead and post that stuff or
you don't think,
video there above mics.
You don't think – you want me to delete it? You don't think people find that kind of interesting that we – like, you know, if they didn't find it interesting, how would TMZ be popular? How would Us Magazine be popular?
Do you ever watch TMZ, the show?
No.
Well, you don't have cable.
I look at the website like once a month.
Tyler, you ever watch the show?
It's on Fox. You don't need cable.
No, but I look at the website
like
once a month. I don't have TV.
Up to anything.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have TV. I just have celebrities.
I have Apple TV and I watch Netflix only.
He's that guy. So he has no idea those giant fires. Hey, Tyler, do you ever watch TMZ, the TV show?
I have come across it in the past.
I hate to admit it, but it's very funny.
It is pretty funny.
I always laugh every single time I watch it.
Although I hate Harvey's Mysterious Cup.
I wasn't a fan of Harvey, and even now I'm like, I like Harvey. I'm like, you got to just fucking face it, dude. Every time this is on, you're laughing. You enjoy this show.
Well, like when I forget that the website exists, and then when I rediscover it, like probably once a month, I go through like 10 pages.
Have you guys seen that site, Tims.com?
No.
Tim? Who's Tim?
Tims.com.
No, what is it?
Is it Tyne? Are you sure it's not Tyne? Tyne?
I'm just making a joke as if I didn't know it was pronounced TMZ.
Tims. Oh, that's not
it's a great,
terrible.
It's a great
good,
joke.
Good joke.
Go back and cut about half the fag words.
Across the nation
used, as well as that joke.
Are rolling in the aisles right now. Dr. Drew is laughing his ass off in New York.
Right? Hi, you're on the program. How are you?
I just see a hidden camera of Dr. Drew secretly in the corner listening with headphones.
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Understand.
It's not. Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Anderson. Yeah. Anderson, you're the man.
Thanks, pal.
Well, let's really not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
Anderson.
Yes.
You're the man.
Thank you, pal.
Or like his children.
Anything else?
Oh, hey.
Can I be the wife?
On? Yeah, you're on. You're on.
Yes.
Hey, Anderson. Yeah, the Film Vault, man. I'm a big fan.
I'm
like internet junkie with you guys, man. That's why I get a hold of you guys through the internet.
You know, there's another show that's even better, though, and it's called The After Disaster. You should check that one out.
Yes. Yes, sir. I do agree with that.
If I had to pick one show, it'd probably be The Film Vault because I actually get paid.
This is Todd from Walla Walla, and been trying to get to you guys for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I'm glad you're doing it early, though. I can actually get through.
All right, fuck you.
Hey, Andy knows what a rotary phone is.
Walla Walla Todd. Come
He's
on.
He's a double threat.
Well, how'd that question even come up? Did we have some sort of disagreement about that?
But the rotary phone?
Mike,
yeah.
Mike, were
I
you,
was explaining what a rotary phone was
15 minutes ago.
And Tyler cut me off of the knees and said, everyone knows what a rotary phone is.
Hey, Chrono.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man. You're 5 minutes with Mike and stuff, and Tyler, you guys are all great, but Mike, you're funny.
Thank you.
I like how you do the five minutes with Mike, and I wasn't trying to copy you, but I thought about to do this kind of the same thing. I wanted to go around my town here in Walla Walla and do some funny stuff on the camera and stuff, and I called it Cruising Walla Walla.
Oh, that's nice.
Send us a link. We'll post it.
Mike will post it in the middle of the show.
Mike's reaction was
What's Walla Walla, by the way? Is that a city?
It's Walla Walla,
it's
Washington.
A state, it's not a city. It's a state of mind.
That guy used to blow up a lot of stuff. I remember he was like always on our sites and message boards. And he'd sign everything with Todd from Walla Walla. Todd from Walla Walla.
Was that
just spoken.
Blowing things up?
Yeah, I don't
it's
like
called blowing it up.
I think using the phrase blow things up is worse than using the word faggot.
Blowingitup.com.
Blow after Boston, we don't use blow up anymore.
No, we use explodes.
No, we don't use anything that has anything to do with combustion.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you, Pally?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
How well?
Having a day. I've got my first day off in a long time, so that's the only reason I can call.
If a long time's only 5 days, that's not that long.
No, more than that.
Six?
About a month.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, my God, really?
Are you the meat juice guy?
No, I'm not the meat juice guy, unless teaching small Japanese children is meat juice.
Hey!
Well,
what do you teach them? Well, I guess it depends on what you teach them.
Are you from the Grecian times? The Grecian times?
No,
from Athens?
In Japan.
Whoa,
he's calling from Japan, apparently.
Can I ask you a question about
in a robot's head?
What?
What?
So is Japan where they pee in the buckets and then they soak?
I think that's China, right?
The
where were they soaking those eggs?
No.
They soak the eggs in the
What's
urine.
What's that?
Man. I like this guy. Every eight words, a robot steals him.
Good thing what the UN there, stepped in.
What were we saying there, sir? Christ almighty. Right as soon as I put him on hold. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay. Oh, no.
Here's a playground guy. Playgrounder.
Sound like you might be touching people.
How close are you up to a plastic slide?
It's the only show that absolutely accuses people of being creepy pedophile murderers.
We let you say two words and we just slander you.
Oh, no.
What?
So, how are you, man? Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you?
Oh, now I feel my heart is breaking.
I do, too.
I am such an ass.
I know.
Sorry, it was for the sake of comedy and it fell flat. I apologize, sir. When's the last time you did a little child? No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. So what's up, man?
Not too much.
Oh, what's that now? I'm sorry?
What was that? Why do you
God
hang up?
God damn it!
Why do you hang up?
Awful!
I feel so bad right now.
You think he hung up because you did that?
I hope not. I really, really hope not.
There's no, like...
I think I'm going to be Maisel Matt.
Unless it's the first time you've ever listened to the show.
Hi there. He might have been a Loveline caller. Hi, you're on the program. How are you? God, where have all the girls gone?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Hi, gentlemen.
What's up, man?
I'm so glad to finally get through. All of you guys, I'm happy for the progress you guys seem to be making.
We're not making
progress. I've been listening to you for a while. First time I finally called.
I'm going backwards, if it is. Yes.
And, my final reason for getting to call you was that I just got accepted to law school a couple days ago.
Congratulations.
And
are you going to be our lawyer?
Scholarship.
And what?
Full scholarship, full tuition paid.
Wow, look at that.
Which school?
Yeah, I've been a paralegal for 3 years, and I just finally decided, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to give it one more shot. I had a good LSAT score.
Uh-huh.
Threw in the diversity essay.
I don't know why this would make us happy, but okay.
Exactly. I hope... Because
we have an accomplished listener.
I hope you never
tell... We got Jennifer and Lockett for that,
though. Yeah, we need to.
We can always fall back on that.
I hope you never tell your client... This
yeah,
whole
I just
story.
Said, fuck it, you know? I just figured, hey,
after
fuck
you,
it.
After you lose, or when you're talking to a kid who can't afford to go to law school, as paralegal, I just said, fuck it. Full scholarship.
Congrats, man. No, congrats.
Which school are you going to?
It's a tough decision about going to law school.
Where are you going
really
to school?
Expensive. And
where are you going to school?
So
much easier.
So is where? It a deaf, a school for the deaf? law students? Do they have deaf... Lawyers? I would not want a deaf lawyer.
That's
that
a
would
good
be
question.
Awful.
Stop it, Mike!
Oh, my God! No!
The closest thing to a deaf lawyer would be a probate attorney who handles inheritance and all that stuff.
No more questions.
Wait, the closest thing to a what?
To a deaf attorney.
Would be somebody who deals with eulogies?
Probate. Probate law.
I was probating earlier.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I was.
What state, man?
Can
what
I
state?
Tell you what happened to me while I was masturbating today?
Sure.
I'm in California, San Diego. By the way, my name's Alex. Pleasure to meet you. Finally,
thanks,
today.
Alex. Congratulations, man.
I had a shooting pain.
Got to hear about masturbation
head,
now.
And it felt like it was in my sign. It felt like I had a mini, like an aneurysm, like shooting pain up my back, up my
if
spine.
Dr. Drew is listening right now. He's very
I was
worried.
Into exact my same sinuses. Thing.
You gotta go.
No. This was not a. Oh, that was weird. This was a shockingly. Oh my God, something's wrong.
Yes.
And I felt my.
We
my
get
head.
This call on Loveline.
Yeah, Drew usually says go to the emergency room immediately. Actually, I don't know if he does say that.
I'm gonna
I've had one
text
of those
in there because this
one
was not,
time.
Yeah.
One time.
And say, you, Drew, I threw a clot while busting a nut. What do I do?
It was in the back of my neck.
Yeah. But it went into
except
like,
I wasn't
like,
by myself. I had somebody to cuddle with and go, yeah. What happened to me? Because, see, I'm not a loser who masturbates by himself.
The water coming out of my nose. The show has become the most immature. We open up with...
We know what we opened up with! Jesus Christ.
Face slurs. And now,
I feel like we've been doing the show for so goddamn long. We're going backwards, man. And we should be at the point now where we're doing it late night with booze.
We're devolving.
We are
fucking loser. The master.
We should have started it like
we've
okay,
reached
well,
the pinnacle of Darwinism. Now we're slipping backwards.
Doesn't it feel like we should have began the program like 3 years ago with okay? We'll do it before Loveline. We'll drink some coffee. We'll be all awake, and alert, and prepared.
Oh
and then
God.
Maybe we'll just do it after Loveline. I don't feel like coming in early. Let's get loaded and do it after Loveline and see where it goes.
That was the funniest, most immature thing I've heard in years. That was just so great. I'm not a fucking loser who masturbates by himself.
Every time I hear about somebody beating off, I'm just like, what?
That's so great. What's wrong with that you? That was such a great comment.
Oh, hi in the after disaster. How are you?
Hi.
Hello? Yeah, hi. How are you?
Oh, hi. Oh, I'm all right. How are you?
Good, man.
Welcome to the Conversation Podcast.
I've got an embarrassing date story for the gang, and I've also got a pregnancy question.
You know what? I'm going to need you to call back. The only reason why I'm treating this call like this is because Drew might be listening, so I have to do this. Why don't you call back in about 20 minutes?
What if he's an After Disaster fan?
Thanks, pal.
Maybe he has a pregnancy question for
I'm sure he's not because he was very coherent, and he wasn't spouting off about law school and how he got in.
But we will take your pregnancy
question.
That
was a weird call, Alex. I'm not going to lie. Alex strange. In San Diego.
Hi there, you're on the After Disaster. We gotta wrap this baby up. Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
Hi.
Finally got one. We mined a lady.
What's happening?
I just had an embarrassing date story.
Oh, Christ. In here
all right, we'll take yours.
Do you know what a rotary phone is?
Good one.
No.
Yeah! All right, ask these guys your question. I got to go pee, and then we got to end
the show. No, she can't ask us her question.
Yeah, she can. What?
All right.
Tell us the date story real fast.
Okay. Well,
that was last night's topic,
friend,
by the way. But go ahead.
My best friend set me up with this guy. It was her boyfriend's best friend. We went to a party together. We really hit it off. We drank together all night. And then we went to a bedroom, and we were having sex, and I started to feel really sick, and I threw up all over him.
Where on him?
Were you on top?
No, I was actually giving him head at the time.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of creepy. How old were you? How old are you now?
I was 18 at the time. I'm 25 now.
Okay, first of all, that's too young to have sex!
We actually went on to date like for a year after that, though. Because
he's a German. He's into that. He was like, wow, I found a girl in my sweet spot.
And he couldn't
first
get a
time.
Hard-on anymore unless she vomited on him.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
He's got like a little bottle of castor oil with him all the time.
Castor oil?
You know what?
Isn't Ipecac? Isn't that the stuff?
Is there a chance that he thought that you were so grossed out by giving him a blowjob that you threw up?
Did he think you had a...
No, I think he knew. I mean, I was pretty drunk. I think he got it.
What were you drinking, by the way?
We were drinking Jim Beam.
You got to go peppermint schnapps when you're a kid, because when you throw up, it tastes like mouthwash. I'm serious.
Yeah.
All right, stop giving blowjobs. These guys won't respect you anymore.
Have you thrown up on any wieners since?
No.
Hey, see, we're getting better all the time.
Have you eaten a hot dog and thrown that up?
No.
Have you thrown up from drinking in the past 5 years?
I have.
That's bad
in the past
news.
5 weeks.
Maybe.
Oh!
Wow.
Past 5 days.
I recommend you go to AA.
All right. Ending the show on a happy note.
Okay, this was a weird show.
You know why? Because of the time.
Anderson made me laugh so hard that my water went through into my sinuses. I can still feel
your
it there.
Your water broke out.
Well, it wasn't a joke, man. I don't know why you're laughing. I don't get it. I mean, you can laugh. That's how you get a mask of pain. But,
I don't get it.com.
Stop it. I told that to... Never mind. That's off the record.
Wow. Hey, I don't know if your dentist
really
is
show?
Like this. I love, love, love my dentist in San Diego, and she's incredibly popular to the point where she has a closed practice where she doesn't take new patients.
Wow.
And
that sounds shitty.
I finally
Why doesn't
decided,
she get other little dentists to work and she takes skims off the top?
I finally decided, she's also way more expensive than any other dentist I've ever been mm-hmm. to, but I woke up today and went, I have to take care of this stuff she told me about months ago, and I have to do it now. It's going to be a pain in the ass. The closest appointment they had is June 23rd.
Okay, let's timestamp this. Right
no,
now.
But my
May
point
2nd.
Is...
No,
I,
I'm just
I was
saying,
like,
6 weeks away.
Yeah, I was like, they can't... Like, I expect when I call someplace to get an appointment, they're going to be like, can you come in Friday?
Okay, so
I kind of like the 6 weeks out. I'm busy.
What exactly?
But she's so sweet and she's so good.
Yeah? Are you plugging her?
Mike, is this a big problem in your life?
She doesn't need to be plugged because she's already busy. Christina Barnes.
So you're telling us you're plugging a dentist who's
by far my favorite dentist.
Not
I've ever
opened
been
up to
life.
Any new customers.
Yeah.
And the point of the story is that it's going to take you 6 weeks to get in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
My point was, do you have this experience when you go to see a doctor or a dentist where it's months out?
I don't know. I just go to get my teeth cleaned, and that's always 6 months away, so...
I don't know. My grandfather died yesterday, so these kind of trivial problems...
It's fucking hilarious. Are you
really,
serious?
Yeah.
Oh, did he really? Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Why? That's why I started laughing
why
so
laughing?
Hard. Because I wanted to talk about it at some point, but then I was like, oh, my God, there's no good
can
time
we,
ever.
Can we dedicate this episode to your grandfather?
Yeah. He's been in a hospice care for a while, so it wasn't like...
Oh, I'm
it
sorry.
Wasn't...
Is it your mom's dad or yeah. your dad's dad?
What?
Your mom's dad.
My mom's dead.
Your mom's dad? Is it your mom's dad? Was it your mom's dad?
My mom's dad.
I almost called her today to try to get a hookup on frames. Glad I didn't do that.
That
would have been a very awkward one. Because his mom.
Hey, so can I?
Character. Tyler's mom. Character.
Character.
Oh, your mom's character.
How dare
character.
You?
Character.
Speak of my mother like
she's
this.
Also an orphan now. Oh.
She has a mom. It's not like she never had parents.
She's an orphan now. Oh, my God. Is she going to go to an orphanage for women?
Hey, sorry about your grandpappy there.
One of my coworkers, I was like, yeah, my grandfather passed away. He meant this as in, like, are you going to have to travel or something? He goes, where does he live? I said, not nowhere anymore.
He lives in the sky.
He lives with Santa.
Grandpa.
So that's...
Also, driving to work today.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ty.
Yeah, no problem.
We're driving to work today.
Where does he
I just
live?
Realized
where did
it.
He live, though, by the way?
Arcadia.
Run over a dog on the way to work. What other nice note would you like to end the show on?
Well, driving to work today, my passenger window started to roll down.
Was that
like
Grandpa?
I was just about to say, I didn't put two together. It was like there was a ghost putting down the window.
Yeah? You think so?
And now my window is stuck down, and it's probably been broken into.
That would be weird, like if you get like a sign from like one of your parents dies, or like a loved one dies, and they give you a sign, but it's always something really shitty that you have to like repair. Like
grandpa's hot.
They break the window and it's fucking like the rainiest night of the year.
Maybe based on how good you were in your life is like you can cash that in for how much of a sign you can send back.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe there's Jesus too.
So maybe he had only done good enough to like, yeah, you can knock down his passenger's side window and make him go spend $80 to get it fixed.
I love the premise of you live your entire life.
For one thing.
And then you die, and you're like, everlasting peace in heaven, and God's like, here's the deal. You get one thing you get to send
and you get
back.
To lurk about.
Yeah, you get to do one thing.
He's like, you earned a spider to crawl across her forehead in the middle of the night. That's all.
But
you
if you're
get.
Really good, like the spider might be able to talk.
It's me.
But you never hear it because you never let it get that close to your ear.
You just roll over and crush it.
You're like, God, this dude's killed like 40 spiders.
Just crush.
All right, got to go. Drew, if you're listening, I'll hook up
Drew's
with you in a second.
Drew's very offended if he's been listening.
Good night.
I think it's
this
insane.
This was some good pod.
No, it wasn't.
This
you know
was
why?
Good pod.
It was too fucking early.
No.
3 hours from now, we should do another one.
All the people do not agree.
Yeah, not all of them, but some of them.
All the people agree. Over 80% agree that the time has either made no difference all or right. is better.
Good night, everybody. God be with you.
Send us more emails at theafterdisaster@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter @afterdisaster. You can go to the Facebook, facebook.com/afterdisaster. Or you can go to theafterdisaster.com.
God be with you.
Good night.
Afterdisaster.com.com.